and welcome to the second episode of Psyched for Psych, Season 1, Episode 2, The Spelling Bee. Psyched for Psych. Hello, and welcome back to our podcast, Psyched for Psych. I'm Charlie.
I'm Lucinda.
And today we will be discussing the second episode of Season 1, The Spelling Bee. And Lucinda, this is one of my favorite episodes
of this season. It's a very good episode.
I mean, the first one's good, but this one's 10 times better.
Mm-hmm. So, this episode, The Spelling Bee, Season 1, Episode 2, it was released on July 14th, 2006, and it is 44 minutes long, so not as long as, not nearly as long as the first one, but it'll probably be a little bit shorter.
Yeah. So, this episode, I did a little more research, but first of all, this episode was released on July 14th, 2006, and it is directed by Mel Damsky and written by Steve Franks, who is the creator of the show.
Awesome. All hail Steve.
And also, just in case you were wondering, if you want to find the show, so this show is free, all 8 seasons, is free on Amazon Prime and Peacock, which is... its whole motto is free as a bird. This is not a sponsor, but I just
if you have a subscription to Amazon, it is free on Amazon, but
Prime.
Amazon Prime.
But also Peacock is free. So if you want to listen to the show so you can really see what we're talking about, if you haven't watched the show, if you haven't seen the show, I suggest you watch it.
Very highly suggest.
The next episode is called Speak Now and or Forever Hold Your Peace, just so you
And we'll be doing that in our next episode, yeah.
Yeah, and also, if you're wondering about, like, our rate of when we're going to be uploading, so the first two episodes are pretty close together, I know, but other episodes, I'm thinking our next episode will probably be around Friday or Sunday.
Maybe on Thursday or Friday.
No, Friday or Sunday. Just in case you wanted to know about that. Man, this hot chocolate is delicious.
Yeah, we're having hot chocolate because it's November 30th in Chicago, and it is... very cold.
It's getting cold, yes. So, let's hop right in.
Alright.
You want to start us off with the intro?
Yes. So, we begin in, Sean...
Oh, actually, first, I have a little description of the episode.
Yeah.
Sean and Justin, ghosts investigate a mysterious death of the Spellmaster at the Regional Spelling Bee.
So, that's
the Amazon just review.
Description. We begin the episode, and Sean is, he grabs a newspaper, and he enters a diner, and he sees a very pretty girl, and he says,
Jules!
Yay, Jules!
Well, he doesn't say that, but we love Jules.
Yeah, so, and he says, excuse me, you're in my seat, and she's like, excuse me?
She's a little surprised by this, but she actually is in his seat.
She's like, are you one of those weird guys that... comes in every day, sits in the same seat, and orders the same thing. And he's like,
No, you're actually in my
seat. And he ordered a juice.
And there's a juice on the counter.
I made a little paper snake out of straw wrapper, and I left to get the newspaper, and you're in my seat.
And he's
like, well, I'm sorry, would you like me to move? And he's like, well, not anymore.
And so they start having a nice, pleasant conversation, and he goes a little Sean vision on her bag. He notices some cat hair on her shoe and on her chest, and then he looks and sees in her bag there's a picture or stuff like that, and then he starts talking for both of them.
She's
busy, and she doesn't want to talk.
And so he talks to both of them, and he's like... Hi, I'm Sean. He's like, hi, I'm Sean. He's like, hi, I'm a very pretty girl. And she's like, well, for one, I sound like I'm in the 8th grade.
And he's like, well, in this situation, you have an 8th grade education. And she giggles or laughs, but she's kind of dismissive.
So.
And then talks about her cats and her family.
And he's like, well, how did you do that? And so then this
She's a bit surprised about his shiny thing.
And so this guy walks in and she starts getting all like tense. And he's like, and
oh my god, you're a cop.
Yeah, he's like, oh my god, you're a cop.
And as you will learn, she's the new junior detective.
And she's like, oh my god, I am not a cop.
Just so you know, Lassie, so he's the head detective. And the person he's having an affair with is his wife, who they were 5 months into the separation. Their separation.
I did not know that actually.
Well, yeah, they say it in the episode. And pretty much, they get fired because it's illegal for them to be dating.
She gets fired, yeah.
Yeah, she's not the head detective. She gets fired.
And Jules!
But Jules is the new junior detective, which I am happy about.
Juliet, we find out, is her name. And Sean calls her Jules.
Yes, but her name is Juliet O'Hara.
She is played by Maggie Lawson.
Yes, Juliet O'Hara is played by Maggie Lawson. But he figures out she's a cop, and he's explained, and she's like, no, I'm not.
And she's like, I'm going to have to ask you to do one thing right now. And he's like, well, what is that?
Duck.
And she pulls out a gun, and
she's all shaky.
And a bunch of cops come in.
Including Lassie.
Yeah, a bunch of cops come in, including Lassie, and they arrest him.
And Lassie looks at them, and Trent gives a little wave, like a little finger wave. And then he talks to Jules about first time drawing your gun.
Yeah, and so Jules looks very relieved, and he's like, first time drawing your gun? And she's like, maybe.
Yeah, so it is her first time drawing her gun.
So, now we cut back into
1989.
We see little Burton Guster,
who's played by Dooley Hill. Burton Guster. Burton Guster. His nickname is Gus because Guster.
That's Gus. So little Gus is at a spelling bee,
and he's really good.
He's really good. He's almost the winner, and he's.
I couldn't spell the word. I don't even know what the word is.
Yeah, and so he's. Clearly, he's really getting really nervous, and clearly Sean is trying to
help him. He's giving him a symbol for a letter.
He's mouthing the letter from the audience, but then Burton loses.
Yeah, Sean gives him the wrong letter. We'll find out some more about that, but we're not going to tell you about that yet.
So, now we're back to the present day. And
they're in the psych office.
We see Gus in the psych office.
He's watching
the regional spelling bee. Mm-hmm. Sean walks in. He's being very judgmental. That's what I wrote. Sean is being judgmental.
And Sean makes fun of Gus. Gus a fan of spelling bee. Yeah.
And so we find out that it's being held in Santa Barbara this year.
Yeah.
And so...
But he talks about there's one kid, Brendan Vu, who drops out of the spelling bee. It says on the TV that
the one kid, Brendan Vu, was out of the spelling bee. And Gus is very surprised and sad.
Because apparently Brendan is Gus's favorite. So,
and we see that we see Brendan on stage holding an inhaler.
And then he collapses.
And he's shaking very much, and then he collapses. And, yeah, so.
Okay. So then
inhaler wasn't working.
So they go to the spelling bee. They're gonna go to the spelling bee, and apparently they have a case.
The chief calls. Yeah, the chief calls and gives them the case. Yeah.
And finally, Gus is actually excited about a case because Gus is like, a case.
and they think that Brendan's inhaler may have been sabotaged.
Yes, and just so you know, sabotage. Origin of that word. Is some of you might know this, but there are workers and slave workers.
And they wore shoes called sappos.
Sabos.
They threw their sabos into these big machines. They were like wooden shoes, so they put them in the machine
and
sabotage.
And that's where sabotage comes.
He has a degree in writing, I believe. Yes.
He's an English major.
Yeah.
All right. So. But the inhaler didn't work. Fake inhaler, Sean Vision, all that.
Yeah.
From all the video. So, but they get the call and they go to the case and Chief Vic, they're outside the spelling bee.
And Chief Vic is leaving.
And she's telling them that they have to interview all 42 contestants, including their parents. Including these contestants' parents. So that's a lot. And Sean's a bit surprised. He's like, whoa, that's a lot of people. Which it is. So, yeah.
By 5 that night. And it's we.
Yeah, it'll have to be
It's already like the afternoon.
So they have a lot to do in a little time.
And so when they get in, Sean is, I vote, they get inside, Sean is bored.
I think I wrote that too. Yeah, I did.
And so,
but they're watching it and they sit
they
down.
Get, they go backstage and Gus is like, so this is what it looks
no,
like.
No, not yet. They go and Sean talks about the Spellmaster and yeah. It's just as important. They see up top there is
in the balcony, there is a man who's calling out the words.
And that is called the Spellmaster, like the words that they have to spell. So then they go backstage and it's called, what is it called?
The comfort room. It's yes. Where the contestants go when they get out.
Yeah,
and Gus is like, so this is what it looks like.
And Gus starts, and there's one lady who leads them to the comfort room, and Gus starts using really long words.
Yeah, Gus is using very big words.
Yeah. I wrote Gus using fancy words.
And so,
and Sean calls him out, and he's like, come on, man. But they bring in a lot of weird kids.
Yeah, then the parents are
weird too.
Very, very into it.
Yeah, it doesn't seem, but some kids are like just studying the dictionary as they're talking to them.
Yeah, it's funny. And so, yeah.
So they go back out, and the Spellmaster is coming up to the railing so everybody can see him. He's coughing, and there's something wrong with him.
He looks like he's having a heart attack. It looks like he's, like, having a heart attack.
He goes to the railing, and he falls off and dies. He falls off.
And everybody screams.
And lands in a seat. And Sean's audience. Like, luckily, nobody was in the seat, but...
Yeah, and Sean's like, Gus, this is a real case now.
So, then they have, so then the cops come, and there's the big police investigation there, and Jules is... lecturing Lassie on being gentle about, you gotta be gentle because...
Well, Jules thinks that they should cancel the event, but
Lassie says
Lassie's like, well, are you kidding me? This is the biggest event for Santa Barbara in the year. We're not canceling this.
And so, and then they keep talking about that, and then Lassie's kind of like, well, I guess we won't sell the seat that the guy fell in. And so...
And okay. Jules is like, so... Jules is kind of, I can kind of tell what's going through her head. She's like, is this really what Woman on the Police Force is like?
So,
it's kind of exciting.
You can explain this, what happens next with the whole security guy, because I love this part, but I want to hear you say it.
After that, so we see Sean and Gus are trying, it's in the theme song even.
Yeah.
So Sean and Gus are trying to get into the Spellmaster's balcony, but... There's a security guard, and he says that only the cops are allowed to go in and out of there. And so Sean's like, all right. And when he's walking away, he's like, but you don't want him to get mad at you. And the security guy's like, him? And he's like, of course, the spirit of the Spelling Master, he's still here.
Yeah.
And he starts, I called it psyching out, he starts psyching out. And he starts like,
I call it psych attacks.
He starts jiggling around and he's like putting his hands to his throat and pretending he's choking, and he's like, oh,
he's pretending to be possessed by the spirit of the dead Spellmaster.
And then
the guy falls for it.
He flops around and the security guard's like, you guys go on in, do whatever you want. I'll be over there. And so yeah.
So yeah, that's amazing. So the guard leaves, and so they say that he was, and so they go up, and they go to the Spellmaster's bench,
and so
and
we
there's
find
a
that,
lot of food,
yeah,
there's
the
like donuts,
was a
there's
very
a bunch
heavy
of,
eater.
Which goes bunch to show out. That the heart attack, they think it's a murder, they still, because they're Sean and Gus, but the cops think it's a heart attack, because
and the
they're
heart
the
attack,
cops,
yeah,
and, but
a lot
the heart
of,
attack
like,
theory becomes a little more like, oh yeah, this guy probably might have,
yeah,
this guy probably had
like
a heart attack.
Yeah, because there's like a bunch of takeout wrappers, french fries, Thai foods. Really heavy stuff.
There's some heavy food.
Shouldn't
there.
Be eating that much of. I mean, he looked like he was
and
like
so,
60, so.
But they're going, and Gus has the super sniffer. Super smell.
And Gus is like, do you smell that?
And Sean's like, what?
Like, I don't smell anything.
And then Gus is like, that's because you don't have the super sniffer.
And he's like, he clearly identifies a type of poison. And he finds it in the noodles.
I don't know what kind of. Maybe it's like a pad thai or something.
Yeah. They're coming out of like a Chinese
takeout.
Chinese takeout. And so Sean puts the noodles that they think have poison in an evidence bag. I don't really know why he got an evidence bag, but
yeah.
And he's like, we gotta find a lab.
Mm-hmm.
And so and Sean
and then they see that there is down there where the cops are, the guard is pointing up to them
and
telling Lassie
down.
And Jules, and they duck down and then they leave. Yeah. And then there's some more press stuff where they're talking about being sensitive to the press. There's some more of that. But then we go on to... Oh, yeah, Sean goes crazy. He does a Sean out, or a psych attack. And so they were talking... Because they're talking about going to... that they're going to stop the investigation. They're talking about it. And then Sean has a psych out, or a psych attack, and...
And he's like... Oh, in the food, and he starts yelling like, Mi Chan, Kung Fu!
And he's like,
Chinese.
Poison in the noodles.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, he starts yelling weird Chinese stuff. And then he goes...
And he says, murder! Yeah.
And he's like, and then all the press guys start looking and staring at him, they're like on live TV, and he's like, I'm sorry, did I say that all out loud?
That's not really what Sean sounds like.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I'm sorry, did I say that out loud?
You're going too deep. But so, Sean goes and he talks to Henry. So he does.
And Henry's kind of annoyed.
Yeah, Henry does not want to.
He's like, I told you I
want. Henry doesn't want him to have any. Want to have, like, he says, he doesn't want anything to do with Sean's cases. Because he doesn't like the idea of Sean being a criminal, pretty much, by doing this. Because Henry was a good cop and all that. So,
but
Sean wants to know if he knows anybody who can take, who has a lab.
But Henry's going to a poker game. Mm-hmm. So, and he's like, and he says, and Sean's like, oh, please, I'll do anything.
And he's like,
Henry's
anything,
like,
huh?
Henry's like, anything?
And so,
and
they go out, and he pulls something out, and... that's under a tarp, and it's a doghouse, a really, really trash doghouse, and...
He wants him to finish the doghouse from the 8th grade.
Apparently, Sean wanted a dog in the 8th grade, and then his dad drives away, and Sean's saying, it's creepy that you kept this, and then
so
there's a flashback.
There's
that
a flashback.
Going to explain.
Yeah, so it goes into 1889 again, mm-hmm. And so we see Henry and Sean at a pug, and they're arguing...
Also, I mentioned there's a new young Sean.
Yeah, that's a different dude.
Maybe it's just a different actor because young Sean is getting older.
So, yeah, and Sean and Henry are arguing about Sean getting a dog.
Yeah.
And Henry's like, well, if you get a dog, you gotta be able to care for it and feed it and pay for it. And he's like, you gotta have somewhere to keep it. And Sean starts saying, well, I saw a nice dog house at the hardware store. And Henry's like, you gotta build it. And so we see Sean. Then we see young Sean still. He's trying to build the dog house. And we see sorry, I'm.
Just so you know, most of the young Sean appearances, and I'm pretty sure the one for this season, for this episode, he's played by Liam James.
Liam James, yeah.
Yes. Right. And then there's also Skylar Gazondo, but it's mainly Liam James, apparently. So and there are some other ones, but...
So back
it's
to the
these two guys.
So we see Sean and he's pounding together a doghouse and Henry drives up and he's like, what the heck is that? And he starts insulting it, like everything about it.
I mean, it's a pretty trash doghouse.
Yeah. So now we're back into present day, and we see Sean, it's nighttime, and Sean is on his motorcycle.
And yeah, and he's
and
like
he's driving
thinking.
Down, and he's thinking about the doghouse. And then we
it
see
go into another flashback.
He's flashing back into thinking, and then we see this white van.
There's a flashback of him thinking about the process of building the doghouse.
Yeah, and then we see this white van, and it runs him off the road, and he gets in an accident.
And so Yeah.
So now in the next, then we'll, in the next scene, we see Gus at a restaurant where he's talking to somebody. Then he sees sees the spelling bee on TV, and there's a kid that they interview.
And he has this, Gus has a little Gus vision, actually, here, and he sees the name on the inhaler, on the TV. He's pretty far away. He notices the name of the doctor on the inhaler, which I think is pretty cool, because Gus has a little bit of psych in him.
The kid is pretty nervous, and so then he gets a call, and Sean was in the hospital, and
Something happened to Sean's knee. I think maybe he broke his knee
I wrote that he sprained his ankle.
It was on his knee.
It was on his
knee. No, the cast was on his knee. Okay, and so... as they're in the hospital, they're in the same hospital as Brendan Vu, the kid that we mentioned earlier. The kid, and so they go and visit him, and they see his inhaler that he has there. And Gus mentions that there are fake doctor names because he's in this... So in the jurisdiction that hands out inhalers in Santa Barbara, Gus has that memorized. And the doctor is something Z. The doctor is something Z. But the names in the doctor list only end in Y. So it's a fake doctor. Well, Gus has it memorized. So then Sean starts walking down the hallway and Gus is like, "Where are you going, Sean?" He's like... "I'm going to build a doghouse." That's the... I wish we could use that. Oh.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Change the scene. That'd be cool.
All right. So, they go and Sean works on the doghouse. Henry is not there, but he's getting a little better. But he's sitting and he's got his leg out, and Henry comes home, and he sees Sean. He's like, "What you got with your leg there?" And then he offers some advice on the doghouse, and Sean's like, "Oh, sure." And then Henry helps him, and they build the doghouse together.
And he's like, "What are you doing?"
I wrote, "It's weird."
And Sean is being very hesitant. He's
"But it is a nice doghouse." And then they're in the house. Henry offers him a beer. Sean does not accept it. And then Henry has the results. And apparently, the guy's house that they went to go poker with is the guy that has a lab at his house, and he got the noodles tested, and it's a really dangerous poison.
Yeah.
And he wants Sean to stop.
And he's like, "Sean, stop.
Get out of this. Get out
you
of this.
Be,
this
you is could get really hurt." Yeah.
So,
Henry was a cop. He knows what happens.
So they go to the police station, and they're in the chief's office or a conference room, and Lassie and Jules and the chief are there, Chief Vic, and they're talking about the poison, and Lassie's going a little too far, and he says, "Get him off, cut him loose, Karen," because he's getting, and Chief looks at him, and everybody looks at him, because he can't call his chief by
first name. And he's like, continue, Chief.
Because Chief Vic's full name is Karen Vic.
Great name. She is played by, I can't think of it.
You keep going over.
Christian Nelson. She's played by Christian Nelson.
I think so. I'm just gonna check it. But you can keep going.
Sorry, I need to... Alright, Chief Vic's office, saying for his poison. They don't think... So, they don't think it was...
Yeah, Christian Nelson.
Yeah, they do not think he was murdered. But, of course, Sean and Gus do. Also, to mention, Chief Vic is pregnant.
Yeah, she is on maternity leave. She's going to go on maternity leave. Which means when you're pregnant and, I think she is on it, but she's also still there. It's weird.
Yeah, so, Chief Vic is pregnant, and that will come in as
usual. It's a great episode about
such a good episode. We'll get to that later. I'm pretty sure that's in season one. If it's not in season one, it's in season two.
She has her baby in season one.
Yeah. Alright. So... Sean wants to get into the Salesmaster room again, but they can't get in. The Spellmaster room. But luckily, they're in the Spelling Bee building. And they see the new Spellmaster's jacket, which has the key, and the Spellmaster is like
outside.
Is like smoking outside, and so they
grab the door propped open. Yeah, but they close the door and lock it.
They grab the jacket, lock the door, and then they pretend that they're the that he's the new spellmaster, and yeah. So
and they do stuff in the room with a camera.
They see.
And apparently, so they the spellmaster sees something. He's got a camera.
They see indents in the. They see indents in the rug, and then they find a camera that had on a tripod that fits.
And it's looking right at a specific person in the audience.
We notice
more about later.
Yeah, we notice it's looking at the guy.
Wednesday's dad, who also has an inhaler by the same doctor. Same fake inhaler.
It's the kid that Gus saw on TV. Not Brendan Wu, but the other kid. They interviewed him and, yeah.
And they're like German or something. I don't know.
They're Czech?
Okay.
We'll just call them the Czech people. So,
the Czech people? But they are evil.
They're very important. So, yeah. So, Sean and Gus are in the Spells Master Room. Sorry, I'm just trying to find Gus.
Yeah.
Can I explain this next part?
I really want to explain this next part.
Okay, but can I say it?
No, I'm saying it. This next part is probably my favorite part in the first three seasons.
Yeah. It's like the best.
It's
like,
a really good episode.
It's probably like one of...
It's my top 10 psych moments.
It's like one of the best words that they ever use. It's like the best word, the best words that they ever use. All right, you do it.
Okay, so they're asking for their word. And Sean
because the spelling bee starts.
And so he starts asking Gus for a word, because Gus knows long words, and Gus is like, no, I'm not helping you. And so Sean, he happens to notice a handy-dandy grocery list.
Well, he doesn't notice it's the grocery list, but he starts reading.
And so he says, banana.
And he goes like, banana.
And then the people that are really surprised, that's an easy word to spell.
The girl that's doing it, she's like, banana? And he's like, could you use it in a sentence?
Like, Anna Banana went to the store to buy bananas.
And she's like, she's very confident, and she's like, B-A-N-A-N-A, banana.
Yes.
B-A-N-A-N-A, banana.
And so the next person comes up.
And so Sean goes, onion.
And they say it again, and he's like,
and then Gus is like,
this is a level 3 word.
But when she said banana, when the girl said was like banana, Gus is like banana, and he's like, and then Gus is like, Sean, you're using that man's grocery list.
And then the next kid comes up, and he's like, the word is Mitchum.
And he's like, Mitchum?
And he's like, use it in a sentence, please? And he's like, I went to the store to buy some Mitchum and bananas. And then it cuts.
But the kid, he was kind of rude, because his look on his face was like, man, that guy's an idiot. Because he's like, Mitchum?
Sean is not the
point. No, he's not an idiot. But he's not the bee's knees, but he's not an idiot either.
Okay. So, you can cover the next part because I got that part.
Wait. So, they find out
also, that... Also, I only have this much left in my notes.
So, they're down to the last two spellers, and we find out
that the kid
who won was the Czech
kid
that they find.
But they see something, and there's Sean vision.
And
on the list, on the list, they see that it says 1953, and they don't know if it's a number, but there's only 200 kids. And then they realize that the Czech kid's dad won the spelling bee in 1953, and they notice this because all the winning words, so all the words, final level are all winning words, so all words that won the previous spelling bees.
And they figure out, they look through the camera that was pointed down to the guy, and they find out how they were cheating.
Do you want to know how to say it?
Yeah, so the kid is in the winning, and
he has his
like,
inhaler.
The cops are there, and the press is there, and Sean psychs out. Sean gets on stage, and he starts congratulating him. Then he psychs out, and we go into the Sean vision, and so he explains how they did it. So the inhaler that the kid was holding, the fake one, it has sent electronic transmissions. So the kid's dad, he had it sent electronic.
He has a cheat sheet that everybody in the audience is allowed to have.
And he has this thing in his jacket sleeve, and it like he taps on it and it sends like vibrations to the kid's inhaler.
It's like Morse code.
It's like a Morse code
on the.
And so the kid knows which letter to have because the dad has a pamphlet that's like the cheat sheet that all the adults are allowed to have.
And everybody in the audience. And so, but pretty much Sean says all this.
And they figured out, and so this, the bad guys realized that the spellmaster found out that they were cheating, and so they poisoned him. And then when they saw Sean and Gut, they saw Sean getting on into the investigation, and Sean was in the papers for the last one, so they know he's a good cop. And so he tries to run him off the road. He was the guy in the van.
And so, can I do the... Yeah. So that pretty much wraps it up, and they arrest him. So I'm going to explain this is the final scene. So Sean and Gus are walking
there's
outside the
scene. After this, there's one final scene.
Okay, yeah. You can cover that.
I'll do that.
Okay, so this is one of my favorite scenes of this episode. So they're walking outside the bee, and Sean's making fun of spelling bee kids because he thinks they're weirdos, which, I mean, some are. They're also really smart. But Sean talks about how he knew it wasn't O. He knew the letter he was giving Gus in the beginning. As if you go back and listen, we were talking about how Sean gave Gus
Sean
the fake letter.
Because when Tiny Sean was helping Tiny Gus with the competition, he didn't
and he gave him the wrong letter because he didn't want Gus to win, because then Gus would be a weirdo.
And I mean, I would say Lisa Simpson won a spelling bee in The Simpsons. She's not a weirdo. She's the best character in that show. She's not, but she's a really good character. She's one of my favorites. I really like this.
And Gus, and then they start chasing each other around, and it's funny.
And because apparently later
they start chasing each other.
Because apparently after that, when Gus was super sad, a girl felt like a girl that they knew was really sympathetic, and so they went like on a date, and Sean's like, exactly, that wouldn't have happened if I didn't give you the wrong letter.
And so now
in the final scene, Sean is at. This is funny. Sean is at Henry's house.
Yep.
And he's thanking him for helping him with the doghouse. And then we find out Sean gave Henry a puppy.
Yeah.
And Henry's like, Sean, get back here.
I'm gonna put this thing out on the streets.
And Gus is like, man, you bought him a puppy? And he's like, it's my neighbor's. And and he's like, let's do a lap around the block. We'll see where we are then.
And as they're walking away,
Henry's like, Sean!
This is not the first time they walk away from Henry's house with him yelling at them.
Yeah, it happens a lot.
The puppy is adorable, too.
He's a really, really... It's like a golden doodle.
No, it's a golden retriever, but it's really...
So
it's just a poof.
Yeah, he's a poof. He's so cute.
All right.
How could one man put that poor little puppy out on the street?
So, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I certainly did.
Yeah, very good episode. We highly recommend watching the show.
You can also find some episodes on YouTube. You can also buy them off YouTube and Amazon.
But if you're not, if you don't have,
Peacock is probably the best option.
And if you don't have a way to watch these episodes, keep listening, and we're very thorough. So.
So whether you've seen all of Psych or none of it, this is a great podcast for you to listen to. So tune back in for the next episode. Our next episode is called Speak Now or Forever Hold Your Peace.
Good episode.
That's episode 3. So I'm excited.
If it's the episode I think it is, it's a very good episode.
Yeah, and we've seen all of these episodes at least twice, maybe 3 times.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, I hope you enjoy, and until next time, I'm Charlie.
I'm Lucinda, and this is Psyched with Psych.
Yep. See you later.